Josh Jenkins, and he is up on the Gold Coast at the moment. They flew up there today. They've trained already, and he joins us now. Josh, how are you?
Good, thanks, Mark. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, a little bit of interest today, a bit of extra interest down at the airport this morning before you left, because it was announced that two players in Brad Crouch and Rory Atkins wouldn't be making the trip. Are you disappointed with their actions?
Oh, of course. Got guidelines as a group, and those two boys, as was stated by the club, and I think Don as well, you know, stepped outside of those. So, you know, no nonsense tolerance. We step on it straight away, and, you know, those guys unfortunately miss out, and that's something nice to deal with. And you know, going forward, hopefully they learn their lesson.
What did they do?
I'm not really at liberty to say, Bic, so it's probably not fair on those guys to give details of what they actually did, but it wasn't anything, you know, it wasn't that commit murder or anything, but there's, like I said, we've got rules that we set, as you know, being part of the coaching group once upon a time, that the group, you know, the playing group, for the most part, agree on a set of guidelines, and it can be a range of things that go, you know, skin folds and fitness standards as well, and those guys stepped outside of those rules last week, and, you know, this is a penalty. They miss out on the game this week, and we'll have to press their claims via the sample.
Many people have been in touch with us, whether it be email or text, and said, look, the players have got to have a life. Are the guidelines you have, are they draconian, or are they something that you don't find difficult to comply with?
Look, there's always, I fully understand, there's always going to be times when, you know, often we've got to remember these guys are fairly, a lot of the guys, you know, and our team are 18 to 25 years old, and a lot of their mates are out whenever they like, but we're in a privileged position that we get the opportunity to play football for a living, earn really good money, and obviously play in front of big crowds. So with that comes responsibility, and, you know, unfortunately, you just got to sacrifice some of those things. And, you know, if it means you can't go out one Saturday night or one Friday night because you've got training, or you've got, you know, something else to look forward to in terms of football, then that's the way it's got to be. So it's good enough for the majority. It should be good enough for everyone.
What is your alcohol policy down there?
I'm not really that comfortable to give details, because I don't think that we sort of come up with that as a group, and I don't think it benefits anyone if it's public knowledge. But everyone at the club is, or the playing list, I should say, is well aware of what they are. And like I said, those two guys stepped astray from the guidelines, and, you know, this is what they've got to deal with.
Okay, so it was an alcohol breach that the boys had?
Yes.
Okay, and is that a moving target, the policy? Is that what you're saying? Because Bix came on the show and said you had a weekend off on the weekend, and that weekend the leadership group stood up and said, you know what, you've got next weekend, where you've got 3 days off and a 15-day break. If you're going to drink, why don't you do it that weekend? Let's not do it this weekend. Is that accurate?
I mean, they're always... I'm really... it's not my position, you know.
No, we respect that, JJ, but I'm trying to get clarity for our... And I know you know us. We're not trying to get anybody in trouble, but we're getting a lot of text and emails. And, again, that secret squirrel thing comes out. And, you know, we put a call through to the club, Bix, did we not, for an official, but they're all away. So they put you up because you're a senior player and you're handling it beautifully and you're trained, Joshy. And we're not trying to get you in trouble. We just wanted a little bit of clarity. So, that's all it's about. It's not about getting anyone in trouble, Jay.
And I understand the interest, of course. You know, any time players are left out that should be playing, it's always going to cause a little bit of a stir. But, you know, we don't sort of sit around as a playing list in the leadership group, especially. We don't sit around and come up with these guidelines, and they're not rules as such, but actions that we want to follow. And, you know, for guys to just go outside of them, we're not just going to let it slide. And the next person will cop it. We need to follow them.
Yep.
And it doesn't really matter how big or small the error is. If you step outside of something that's pretty straightforward, then you need to, you know, feel the wrath. So that's basically what's happened.
Well said, and that's what elite standards are. The other clarity I think we may need is, yesterday, Brad's in the team, we're all excited, your coach gets up and speaks glowingly of him, and every Crow fan, including me, goes, you little beauty. 7:05 this morning, he's not in the team. So how did it take 24 hours for it all to turn if there was a breach on the weekend?
Yeah, well, obviously that's one aspect of the time frame I'm not 100% privy to, not being in the leadership group. But I think it's something that obviously, and, you know, Brad's someone who you've heard everyone speak for all summer about how can we to get him back in the side. And I guess, you know, that's the reason why it's such a tough decision, such a big decision to make. And that's why it potentially may have taken a little bit longer than we would have liked. But the main thing is, I think there's a sort of a one-size-fits-all policy. And irrespective of Brad and Rory's position, because Rory's been playing really well
absolutely
in the NAB Challenge, and it's going to hurt him just as much as it's going to hurt Brad. But hopefully, and the aim of, I guess, the punishment is that they learn from it and we don't see it again.
And what's your feel in terms of the repercussions? Does it mean they're most likely not going to play next week or in round one?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. It's certainly... I guess the one thing it does is give someone else an opportunity in their spot to press their claims at AFL level. So that's probably one thing that's really going to irk them when they watch us play tomorrow night. But they still get the opportunity to play in the SANFL, and I think we've got about 15 AFL listed players playing. So, you know, they're still certainly not ousted for round one by any stretch. But you know, not being able to play in the AFL team tomorrow night when it's pretty much a dress rehearsal should hopefully hurt them.
A tricky subject. You handled it well on your two teammates, Josh. Well done. Hot and sticky up there, we're told. Real hot and damn sticky.
It is, mate. It's a little bit, I guess, expected when you come up here a little bit, but I did look early in the week and it looked to be fairly wet, so I was pretty pleased when I got here, being a fairly tall fella. It's not wet. It's quite nice. It is a little bit humid and overcast, but for the most part, it's been a really nice day since we arrived at about midday today.
We're going to be up there looking forward to the call Friday night. What should we look for? And just a question, has the coaching team put everything out there in these first two NABs? Are they holding anything back? And will we see anything different tomorrow when we're up there calling the game?
I think you'll see some... It's not the fact that we've held anything back. I think when you've got a new coaching structure, it's more of a development process, so it takes us a little while. Obviously, first game or so to implement the actual game structures, we've been able to do it in match simulation, but it's a completely different story when there's three umpires out there and the ball's roaring around and there's a bit of a crowd and there's a lot of fatigue for the guys to be able to implement what we've practiced. So I think we'll just continue to develop the way we're trying to play. We've only tinkered little things, but we're just going to, hopefully tomorrow night, we really put our best foot forward. And you know, the result's not the be-all and end-all, but we're all competitive. We play in a winning business. So we want to go there tomorrow night, play really well. Everyone wants to press their claims to play in round one, and hopefully we'll win.
Now, when you're picking your boots out, I reckon you better put your fastest pair on, because Harbrow, Malcheski, Saad, Took Miller, there's going to be a lot of run off that half-back line, and you're going to have a big job trying to slow them down.
I am, yes. It's going to be, that's obviously one of their extreme strengths. They've got a lot of running halfbacks who like to really take you on. They like to bounce the footy and get it long and kick it to their, they usually play three really tall forwards. So challenge for us as forwards, when they do turn the ball over from us or they have a kick in or a free kick, we've got to try and slow them up as much as we can. So, you know, it's no Charlie Cameron, Rolly Knight down there still, so it's going to be on taller guys like myself, Tommy Lynch and Tex. We're going to have to do a little bit of chasing and help Eddie out down there. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us, but we've played enough footy together to be able to do that, hopefully.
JJ, are you expecting to have more game time on the field now that it's going to go down to 90 rotations?
I think so. The plan is probably I was probably lucky enough or able to get one a quarter last year. I think it's probably going to be more, maybe one and a half, or maybe one in the first half, and then probably try and tough it out in the second half. So I think you'll see most key forwards and key defenders go about it that way, and then we can save the rotations and keep the speed on through the midfield.
Seen a bit of chitter chatter about contract extensions in the paper and a few other places around. What's happening there with your good self?
Oh, it's funny. Everyone gets away quite early. It's used to be not until the end of the season, people worried about contracts, but I'm not I'm not really too concerned about it. It's something that's obviously Big Daniel Tully was a priority for the club, and I was happy for them to get that out of the way. Brodie Smith as well. So I'm in no hurry to get anything done in a hurry, but, you know, we'll just see what happens. And the manager, I know my manager, Paul Connors, has spoken to the club a couple of times, and I think everything looks pretty promising, but obviously, as you know, it's a process, and we'll see how it goes.
You're next, JJ. The last bloke I heard said he wasn't in a hurry was Paddy D, and he's in bloody Geelong. Now, I know you love it
same
over
manager.
Here, and we love you, and the same manager. So there's no risk whatsoever. If they come up with the bees and honey, JJ staying. What, Vix?
Tommy Lynch stayed with the same manager.
Well, there you go.
Took him a while.
Great work, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
No, there you go. Thanks for having a chat with us, like Rowie said. There was a couple of prickly ones, but you were pretty solid, and we thank you for joining us, and good luck for tomorrow night.
No worries. Appreciate it.
Joshy Jenkins, super important. And look, that is awkward. He's got to protect his club. He, number one, wants to protect his teammates, but he's disappointed, and I thought he was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, look,
probed
it's...
Probed by Bix. He was probed. It was a little jab, but he was probed. I thought he handled it from his club and teammates' perspective, exactly as you want. That's why they put JJ out.
Yeah, and an interesting game for Adelaide again.
Oh, it is. They're getting excited.
They get another opportunity to put their offence against the Gold Coast, and of course test their defence to get a fleet of foot side. Now, a couple of midfielders not playing, but he mentioned some of those big guys up forward in Day and Lynch and the like, May even, forward or back. So they've got some quality tall timber. It'll be interesting to see how they
are. This is how excited I am, Bix. I'm going up there tonight. I'm up there tonight because we're calling the game.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I need to get an early night, get up, have a little swim, get bitten by a blue bottle, go and have a little run with JJ. That's how excited I am, Skippity-Doo.